M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. When all was said and done at U.S. airports, more than 10,000 flights had been delayed yesterday and nearly 3,000 canceled after a computer system responsible for flight safety broke down. Initial finding? A corrupted database file. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve spoke with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Do people need to worry about another failure like this?
Well, what people need to know is that we will not allow anything to take place that is not safe. But this is precisely why our focus right now is on understanding, identifying, and correcting anything related to the root cause of how this happened in the first place.
A second batch of documents marked classified and associated with President Biden has turned up. Details are still unclear. CBS's Jared Hill reports.
A source familiar with the DOJ's review did not identify the additional location where those documents were found. The U.S. attorney charged with investigating the Biden documents is aware of this latest discovery.
First Lady Jill Biden is back at the White House after surgery to remove some cancerous lesions. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The President and First Lady spent more than 8 hours here at the Walter Reed Military Hospital. Doctors expected to remove a single lesion from above Jill Biden's right eye, but they ended up removing three, including one on Dr. Biden's chest. Two of the lesions have been confirmed as cancerous basal cell tumors. The White House physician notes such basal cell cancers do not tend to spread, and that in the First Lady's case, all the cancerous tissue has been removed.
Nurses at one of New York's largest hospitals are going back to work. Montefiore Medical Center says it's reached a tentative agreement with the union after members went on strike earlier this week. The hospital says that deal includes 19% pay raises and more staffing. Nurses are still striking at Mount Sinai locations. The suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students is scheduled to make a court appearance today. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke to one of Brian Koberger's neighbors in Pullman, Washington, who says he spoke to Koberger before he was arrested.
He brought it up in conversation, asked if I had heard about the murders, which I did, and then he said, yeah, it seems like they have no leads. It seems like it was a crime of passion. At the time of our conversation, it was only like a few days after it had happened, so there wasn't much details out.
A rock and roll Hall of Fame guitarist has died. Jeff Beck, early on part of the Yardbirds, was 78. Variety's Jem Oswad tells our affiliate KNX.
Nobody really played like him. You know, you can say, oh, I hear the influence there, but you'd hear him and you would just know it was Jeff Beck.
His spokesman says Beck had contracted bacterial meningitis. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No!
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to our third hour. Still a lot going on in the world. Republicans are preparing to vote on a bill that would put further government oversight of physicians who perform abortions on the record. It's, you know, the theoretical basis of it is that if an abortion produces a living fetus, then they have to do everything they can to save that, which is like something that pretty much never happens. Or if it does happen, it would be in one of these cases where you've got a just terribly, terribly deformed a fetus that will not be able to survive long outside the mother, and it gets aborted and something like that. But it really, what it is putting into law more song and dance, more steps, more hoops that physicians who perform abortions have to jump through, and more looking over their shoulders that they're going to have to do. So the Republicans are taking up that and one other abortion related bill. This is one. Is the Born Alive bill that I just told you about. The other, there are these groups that pretend that they're abortion clinics, but in fact, typically, run by religious groups, but in fact are, places where they're trying to draw in women who are looking for an abortion. And then once those women come in, thinking that they've found a place where they can get an abortion, they guilt trip them and they show them horrible movies and they tell them that they're going to go to hell and they'll get cancer if they get an abortion and all these kinds of lies. And this second piece of legislation that the Republicans are going to vote on in a few minutes here, or maybe in the next hour or so, would criminalize any attempt to, quote, attack, quote, pro-life facilities, groups, or churches. And now, abortion clinics have been under attack for decades, and the Supreme Court has said that you can, stand right in front of the abortion clinic, you can scream obscenities at them, you can shout at people going to get abortions, things like that. I don't know that anybody is actually harassing these so-called crisis pregnancy centers. These, religious phony baloney, pretending to be abortion clinic places. But the Republicans in the House of Representatives want to give them legal protections beyond the legal protections they already have, which are substantial. Again, it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. This is all performance art. But this is the Republicans dancing to the tune of their base. And keep in mind, yesterday, the first piece of legislation that they passed, I think it was H.R. 13 or something like that, so it wasn't the first that was submitted, but the first that they actually passed was one to defund the IRS so that they would stop auditing billionaires. So the very first thing the Republicans did was try to give a big wet kiss to their billionaire donors. Now they're giving a big wet kiss to the right-wing fanatic so-called Christians who are, basically wanting to control every aspect of a woman's life, or at least her reproductive life, and to defend these groups. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. Along those same lines, down in Alabama, this piece from Alabama.com, AL.com, 1 week after the federal government made it easier to get abortion pills, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall said yesterday, that women in Alabama who use those pills to end pregnancies could be prosecuted. Now, Alabama has this new Human Life Protection Act that criminalizes abortion providers, but explicitly says that it can't be used against women seeking abortions. But now the attorney general is saying, you know, that's all well and good, but there's this older law on the books that has to do, it was originally written because children could get sick or even die from the fumes from meth labs. And this is a thing. I mean, you know, in many rural parts of America, it's a particular problem in red states because they're so, red states are so poverty struck. And so, you know, making meth in your garage or basement or living room is something that's, you know, a pretty big business in a lot of red states. And so Alabama passed a law years and years ago saying that, you know, these meth labs represent a threat, and that the fumes from them are a threat, and that exposing people to those fumes is a crime, even if the people don't die or aren't, you know, physically injured by this. And the attorney general for Alabama is now saying that he can use that old, you know, the danger of the fumes from meth labs law to criminalize mifepristone and misoprostol. I've got to learn how to correctly pronounce these two drugs. These are the two drugs that are used in more than half of the abortions in the United States. So that he can actually prosecute women in Alabama who obtain these pills through the mail, or perhaps even legally in Alabama, although I don't think that they're even legal in Alabama any longer, but that he can actually prosecute the women who take these pills. So get ready, Alabama, hang on to your hat. Here comes your attorney general. If you're a woman in Alabama and you are of reproductive age and you get pregnant and don't want to stay pregnant, the attorney general would like to have a talk with you, and he's got a prison and a whole bunch of cops right behind him. So wild times. Also, down in Brazil, this is getting more and more interesting. You know, the Brazilian uprising of this past weekend, the Brazilian equivalent of January 6th, apparently was, you know, really driven by Trump allies from the United States. CPAC held a conference, a convention down in Brazil, where they had Republican members of Congress talking about how the Brazilian voting machines were not secure, and they were preparing, and how Brazilians, the left in Brazil, was preparing to steal the election from Bolsonaro. And so you had that. You've got, Facebook amplifying these kinds of messages through their algorithm and not doing any kind of decent job at restricting this kind of information. I mean, it's crazy. And so they had and Steve Bannon on his, in fact, yesterday, Bannon came out and said that he is not going to apologize for calling for the insurrection in Brazil, that he still stands behind it 100%. So what's happened now is that the senior judge of the Brazilian Supreme Court, which would be the equivalent of John Roberts for the United States, the equivalent of our Chief Justice, he has now explicitly called for, and as a result of his calling for it, it happened, the arrest of two of the top police officials in Brasilia. Brasilia is the capital city. Brazil built a city in the jungle to be their capital, and its only business is to be the capital. You see this, well, arguably that's Washington, D.C. You know, we created a city back in the 1800s to be the capital, or the late 1700s, to be the capital of the new United States. Brasilia is that. And one is a fellow by the name of Anderson Torres. He was the public security chief for the Federal District of Brasilia. He would be the equivalent of the D.C. chief of police. And the other was Colonel Fabio Augusto, who was the commander of the military police in the Brasilia district, which would be the equivalent of, the head of the National Guard. And both of them were in on, apparently, according to the reports, in on the insurrection. And so the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Alexandre de Moraes, approved warrants for their arrest, for Torres and Augusto, and they're in jail now. The story goes on to note, this is from the Washington Post today, authorities say members of at least five police forces were present in the plaza when the rioting began Sunday afternoon. Many, they say, appeared to stand down as Bolsonaristas entered the government buildings. Now, we saw the same thing with the Capitol Police. There were a number of Capitol Police who basically just, you know, welcomed the protesters and moved the barricades out of the way. I'm willing to cut them some slack, given that there were only 300 or so Capitol Police that day and there were over 10,000 protesters coming. Were I one of those Capitol Police, I might be inclined to say, I'm not going to fight you either, because it would be a losing fight, as we saw. They also did something in Brazil that is apparently quite novel. They actually arrested people while they were invading the Capitol building, the presidential palace, and the Supreme Court building. They arrested 1,500 people, or took 1,500 people into custody. So far, they have arrested 527 of them. Another 600 were detained and released, most of them elderly people, mothers with children, and homeless people. Who will, hey, it's a party, let's go. Or, hey, maybe I can steal something from one of these buildings or whatever. And now the justice minister, this would be, the equivalent of Merrick Garland in Brazil. His name is Flavio Dino. He said that they have identified several business executives suspected of financing the attack. Now, that would be like, Ginny Thomas, helping organize buses to bring people to the January 6th attack. Well, he wants them arrested. In fact, again, quoting from today's Washington Post, Brazilian Justice Minister Flavio Dino said Tuesday that investigators have identified several business executives suspected of financing the attack, including by renting about 40 buses to transport Bolsonaro supporters to the Capitol. Which is exactly what this group that Ginny Thomas is part of was in the middle of. Was, renting buses to take people to January 6th. Bolsonaro, meanwhile, is still in the United States. He's down in Florida in the People's Republic of DeSantis land, DeSantistan. And Democratic lawmakers are saying, it's time to pull this guy's visa and send him back home. In fact, apparently he came in on the visa that's reserved for heads of state when he was no longer the head of state.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I have a geeky science for you, and then I'll pick up your phone calls right after this. It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Geeky science. Everything is getting hotter. This is something that was predicted in the 1880s. It was we were warned about it in the 1950s and 60s. It became official science in the 1970s and 1980s, which was when the fossil fuel industry started funding organizations that would specifically and intentionally lie about global warming, about climate change. They are continuing to fund those agencies, those groups, by the way. Mark Morano, the guy that I used to debate on this program all the time, he's still around with his whole Climate Depot stuff and, you know, saying, oh, there's nothing to it, and don't worry, and everything's good. And I mean, they're still out there. But since the 90s, we are seeing just an extraordinary acceleration of severe weather. I mean, in geologic time, this is less than an eye blink, and it's massive. And the reason why is because the oceans absorb 90% of the heat in the atmosphere, the excess heat, has been absorbed by our oceans. So now, you know, off our coast here on the West Coast, we've got the Pacific Ocean. And of course, that would be the Atlantic for Europe and Africa. And we, you know, we've got the Pacific Ocean, and it's warmer than it used to be. And as a warmer ocean, it is evaporating more moisture into the air. The air is warmer, so it holds more moisture. So now we are hearing this new phrase. It's something that, you know, growing up, I never heard, you know, an atmospheric river. Really? I mean, you know, you heard about cold fronts and warm fronts and the jet stream, but atmospheric rivers with literally hundreds of billions of tons of water? I mean, this analysis was just published in the journal Advances in Atmospheric Sciences. And they wrote that the oceans, just in 2022, absorbed 10 zettajoules more heat than in 2021. Now, a joule is a unit of energy, typically heat energy, and a zettajoule is a trillion joules. This is, they said, the equivalent to every person on Earth, are there 8 billion of us now? I think there is. All 8 billion of us running 40 hair dryers all day, every day. Now, that's pretty breathtaking when you think about it. I use hair dryers to talk about electric cars. You know, when you plug in your electric car, you're drawing about the same amount of current as a hair dryer. And typically, you know, it takes 5-6 hours overnight to bring your electric car back up to a charge. And, you know, that doesn't seem like a big deal. But they're talking about 40 hair dryers. You know, a hair dryer being 1,000 watts, let's say, you know, 10 amps, that would be 400 amps. Running continuously in every home of every human on the planet. That is a breathtaking amount of energy, a mind-boggling amount of heat. And of course, it's not coming from our hair dryers. It's coming from the sun, and it's being trapped by these greenhouse gases. This is not good news. The New York Times today, the headline, "The last 8 years were the hottest on record." Overall, the world is now 1.2 degrees Celsius, 2.1 degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than it was in the second half of the 19th century. I am very concerned that what we're seeing in California right now is just the beginning.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Living here in Portland, in a town that, you know, flooded in 98 when we had the big flood, you know, the floods, I'm more than a little concerned. Are you? Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Hey, Pack Rat.
Yeah, you.
Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ad.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. A ground stoppage at U.S. airports delayed a total of more than 10,000 flights yesterday and canceled more than 1,300. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FAA confirms it appears a corrupted database file kicked off this latest aviation meltdown. There's a growing list of lawmakers on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle demanding answers.
A second batch of documents marked classified, dating from President Biden's tenure as vice president, has turned up. CBS's Arden Farhi.
The U.S. attorney charged with investigating the Biden documents is aware of the additional material and has explored the possibility that sensitive documents could be at other locations.
First Lady Jill Biden's undergone an outpatient operation for basal cell carcinoma. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
A surgery removed a small cancerous lesion above her right eye. Another cancerous lesion was found on her chest. That was also removed.
So was a suspicious third lesion. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's up?
Feliz Año Nuevo, mi hermano.
Yeah, buenos dias.
What's up? Hey, I haven't heard back from Sean yet, but I think we'd all like to know how your surgery went over the Christmas break.
I didn't do it. I thought I was going to have the surgery because the disc in my back was starting to hit that nerve again, and the MRI looked really terrible. But so far, so good. I haven't been in pain. I get occasional twinges, but so far, so good. So I'm good.
All right. Well, you keep up that walking, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and physical therapy. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Listen, reality winner got put away for like 5 years for having lifted one piece of paper that exposed the Russian underpinning of the Trump election. Is that fairly accurate?
That's fairly accurate, yep. Although she didn't just take the document, she shared it with the press, but yeah.
And so Biden, our president, current president, is being kind of lambasted for having left documents because only he alone is responsible for all the paperwork in that office. I'm thinking, hey, listen, yes, you know what? Biden should be slammed for that in the same way that Trump was. I'll tell you what, I'm going to feel a lot better if Trump does at least one day in jail, and then let's talk about what Biden did.
Yeah, I just got an email from the Committee to Defeat the President. The website is stopjoe.com, and I got put on this email list because I signed up with Donald Trump at one point. And the headline, and I just got this like 20 minutes ago, 9 minutes ago, actually, 11:26. Biden alert via CDP. The headline says Biden did the exact same thing. And this is what they say. Joe Biden has a message for you, Thomas, and it's do as I say, not as I do. The hypocrisy by liberal politicians in Washington never ends. So it's no surprise to learn that then Vice President Joe Biden took top secret files with him when he left the Obama White House.
Affiliated with Dark Brandon?
I don't know. the whole thing. They're lying through their teeth. Clearly, Biden did not intentionally steal documents.
Thank you.
Well, actually, I can't say that 100% because I don't know. But it's extremely unlikely, shall we say? And the minute that they found them, they called the archives and said, "Hey, come and get this stuff. We shouldn't have it."
Have you noticed that Fox News is not touching this?
Yeah, because they know what a BS story it is.
CNN was
the news agency that was all over it yesterday. Yeah. Keith Olbermann has just gone nuts about this. He's so pissed off at CNN about it. Of course, he's got an axe to grind with the cable news networks. But yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Thank you, Chaz. Good to hear from you. Archie in Remsour, North Carolina. Am I saying that right, Archie?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Good morning. Good afternoon. What's up?
Oh, well, sounds like you got a lot of heavy topics going on this morning. I've got something on the light side. I'm a retired school teacher, so I've been doing a lot of freelance work, and I just want to know, since you're a businessman now, and I guess I am, I'm bidding on different jobs, and how is it that you're supposed to declare, I don't want to have to pay any taxes. I don't have to turn in any taxes at the end of the year like Trump did, because according to his philosophy, you're just an idiot if you have to pay taxes. But what am I supposed to do? I've always paid taxes as a school teacher.
Yeah, me too. Not as a school teacher, but I've always paid taxes, and I pay a lot of taxes. Trump might end up going to jail for his tax fraud, so I'm not sure that imitating him is the best thing to do. But what we, but the reality is that most billionaires in America pay under 3% in income taxes, and that's not right. We need to do something about that, Archie.
Oh my! Well, I'm not making that much money, so yeah. I'm doing some freelance work for restoration work and for a museum, and doing artificial rock work for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else have I done since I retired? I restore antiques and all kinds of little things.
So your question was more rhetorical than practical, right? You weren't actually asking for tax advice. You were just pointing out that, Trump doesn't pay taxes, but the little people do. This is Leona Helmsley all over again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good point, Archie. Thank you very much for the call, and thanks for making it. And thanks for listening to us, for watching us on Free Speech TV. I appreciate it. Lynn in Ridgeway, Virginia. Hey, Lynn. Thanks for listening to Sirius XM. What's up?
Well, I'm taking the speaker. Okay.
Sure.
I think Democrats are going, seem like this year, since 2020, late 2022, they are going on offense. And they're showing that they're not laying down.
One hopes.
And that's what I need to see as a voter.
Yeah.
I think we need to create our own definition. And I think, I agree, cut the entitlement programs to the 2019, 2015, anything you want to do. But the entitlement programs that they should be cutting are the corporations that don't pay taxes.
Amen. And the $600 billion a year that we spend to subsidize the fossil fuel industry.
Absolutely. Cut those entitlement programs. Start there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, the Indivisible Group just came out with just a breathtaking. If you're not subscribed to it, it's really worth checking out. Indivisible.org is the website. And they're pointing out, let's see, how many people is this altogether? 18 House Republicans who were elected in districts that Joe Biden won by huge margins. And I'm going to go through the list real quick here, Lynn, if you don't mind. Just in case anybody happens to be living in any of these districts of these people. But I think that this is something that, you know, we should be taking very seriously. These guys are 100% of these people are up for re-election in 2 years. David Schweikert in Arizona's first district. This is a district that Biden won by 2 points. Juan Kiskomani in Arizona's sixth district. Biden won that by 1.5. John Duarte, Biden won that by 11 points. David Valdeo in California's 22nd district, Biden won that by 16 points. Mike Garcia, Biden won that by 18 points, California's 27th. Young Kim, California 40, Biden won that by 15 points. These are all Republicans. Michelle Steele, Biden won that district in California's 45 by 10 points. Don Bacon in Nebraska's 2nd district, Biden won that by 9 points. Tom Keene in New Jersey, Biden won that by 7 points. Nick LaLotta in New York's 1st district, Biden won that by 12 points. George Santos, Biden won that by 16 points, New York's 3rd. Anthony D'Esposito in New York's 4th, Biden won that by 18 points. Mike Lawler, Biden won by 10 points in New York's 17th. Mark Molinaro, New York's 19th, Biden won that by 6 points. Brandon Williams, New York 22nd, Biden won that by 9 points. Lori Chavez Dremmer, Durhamer, Biden won that district, Oregon's 5th by 11 points. Brian Fitzpatrick, Biden won that by 14 points. That's Pennsylvania's 1st. And in Virginia's 2nd district, 2nd or 5th? It's hard to say. Jen Kiggins, Biden won that by 5 points. So these are all districts where, you know, I mean, this is 18 seats that we could take. We could take back the majority in the House of Representatives without a lot of trouble there. So Lynn, I think that's where I'd start.
Can I make two more quick, under 30, 15 seconds?
Okay, go for it.
Democrats, get in the majority again, voting rights has to be a priority.
Yeah.
How can you have what we stand for or supposed to stand for, and you're trying to live up to it, and everyone doesn't have voting rights?
Yeah.
Secondly, there is no such thing in America as free and fair elections yet. You can't gerrymander and remove people from the ballots, have people waiting in line for hours and hours in the cities, and then still say free and fair. Yeah. It's not free and fair.
I agree, although there are states that have cleaned that up. California is the largest and most famous for that. You know, there's no longer gerrymandering in California, and you don't have, you know, this kind of messing with elections in California that you see in so many other so many other states. Amen. Lynn, thank you very much for that. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I wanted to praise, I think you have a sponsor that is a small cruise ship line.
Yeah, American Cruise Lines.
Right. My daughter and I took one of those like 20 years ago, and it was the best trip we ever had. You can do things with those small ships you can't do with those giant ocean liners.
Oh, yeah.
The draft. They can go right up to an iceberg or something, and their access to more islands when we were in Alaska that the tourists don't go to. We went to one where they drove us around, and they showed us shacks and stuff, the Inuits, and how they, because of NAFTA, they had lost their salmon canning trade there. And so it's mainly educational. But the thing I was calling about is in Texas, they passed that thing for birth control. So now if someone under 18 can't get birth control and then they get raped, they can't get an abortion.
That's right.
And
this was, by the way, this was not passed by the legislature. This was a federal judge appointed by Donald Trump who ruled this.
Oh, right. Yeah, and it's all because some guy didn't trust his daughter. That was the plaintiff. He didn't want his daughter to be.
Yeah, he had. The guy who sued, he had two daughters who were both teenagers, and he didn't want them to have access to birth control through Title X. Which is the federal program that funds clinics where, you know, anybody of any age can get access to birth control without having to have parental permission.
Uh-huh. Right. Just one thing I happened to mention to you last week about the disaster fund, Florida Disaster Fund. Mm-hmm. They're finding out that it's being paid. People who are donating are big backers of DeSantis. And all it is they're raising money to get around FEMA, asking the rest of Americans to pay for their emergency relief.
Yeah.
With it's set up and it's run by DeSantis' wife.
Yeah. Florida's another one of the taker states rather than the maker states. Yeah, I'm with you. Bill, thank you. Thanks for pointing all that out. We will continue with your phone calls right after this. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with more of your phone. Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you are hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Dynamo in Minneapolis. Hey, what's on your mind today? Dynamo? Listening on AM 950 in Minneapolis? Okay, nobody there. Seth in Christiansburg, Virginia. Hey, Seth, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to mention three things. The first is Pennyroyal and other abortion-induced medicines, natural medicines, allowed in Alabama and other states that are pro-life?
I doubt you could sell it as an abortifacient, but Pennyroyal, Tansy, and Rue are the three herbs that traditionally were used in herbal medicine to induce abortions. They are all very dangerous. I would not ever recommend anybody try any of them, because basically the way they induce an abortion is by poisoning you. And
I see.
You know, so you don't want to be messing with them. But, you know, if you look it up, you'll find that those three herbs, sometimes singly, sometimes in combination with each other, are, you know, traditionally were used as abortifacients.
Okay. Second thing is that I wanted to suggest that Deb Haaland run for president at some point. It'd be very nice to have
our Secretary of Interior, the first Native American Secretary of Interior.
Right, right.
Why do you think she should run for president? I mean, she's a great person, and she was a great member of Congress, but why specifically her?
Not specifically her, but she's the one that is probably the most outstanding Native American in politics today. It would just be nice. I mean, we've lived in this country for 400 years without Native American leadership. I think it's time that we had some.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I don't know enough about Deb Haaland to know if she'd be a good president. I mean, there's certain what are generally referred to as leadership characteristics that you really want in a president. You know, I know that she was a good legislator, and she's apparently a brilliant, you know, leader of the Department of Interior, but whether she'd be a good president, I just don't know. But I'd love to find out.
You can look at a record at VoteSmart.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Is that what, that's what you call
it? I also wanted to mention that Apple watches now detect ovulation. So for people that are in pro-life states, that would be a worthwhile purchase for making sure that they don't get accidentally pregnant.
Yeah, although the problem is that Apple has that information, and the Attorney General, I mean, you've got the Attorney General of Alabama saying he's going to prosecute women who get abortion pills in the mail and use them. You know, he could theoretically subpoena Apple and get that information. So, you know, it's
horrible.
It's a two-edged sword. It's a real two-edged sword.
Oh.
Seth, I got to run, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. David in Leadwood, Missouri. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Hey, you know, the Republicans have no shame. You know, telling the whole country they want to cut Medicare. And, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, well, and our Social Security, we pay taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
So how much money is the government going to lose on the taxes when we get our Social Security?
I beg your pardon?
That's why I had asked.
I misunderstood your question, or I didn't understand.
When we get our Social Security, we get taxed on it.
Right. You can thank Reagan for that, by the way. Social Security income was not taxed before 1984.
Right. And the Republicans want to cut Social Security, so how much taxes are the government going to lose?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't think it'll be consequential. I mean, you know, those of us who still work, I mean, I get Social Security and I work. So
right.
I'm paying, you know, a fairly high percentage of my Social Security income as taxes. But, you know, somebody who's just literally living on Social Security, my mother-in-law, for example, she's in her 90s and, you know, gets, I believe, under $1,000 a month for Social Security. I'd be surprised if she's paying taxes on that. So if the Republicans cut those, you know, the taxes for the vast majority of people who are on Social Security, it probably won't have any impact, you know, on the federal deficit
right.
or on the lawsuit.
And I think we've got too many of these investigations going on. And actually, even like with Trump, he ought to pay all the legal bills that the government has had to do. And with these investigations, you know, that's
that
just another loss of revenue, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. OK. Thanks a lot, David. Scott in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Scott, I got 20 seconds. You got a quick one?
Real quick, Steve Bannon, he was sentenced to 2 years in jail, and he's been out on appeal ever since.
Thank you.
I believe that was over a year ago.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Steve. I was not certain, and I thought it was a year. Thanks for correcting me. I appreciate that. I always like to know that the data that I'm putting out, and I'm assuming that you're knowledgeable about this or you wouldn't have bothered to call in. Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, as you know, Bernie and President Obama said for years, both of them regularly would say, democracy is not a spectator sport. And I agree. So please get out there, get active. Check out this new list from indivisible.org, by the way. Tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
That bill's piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with your order at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi, friends. Tom.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.